Hi again. Welcome back to week 3 of ASIC's Movement for Mind, session 2 with Rose. It's another 30-minute session, so get ready and head outside. As usual, pause the audio if you need to. I think you're really going to enjoy this session. There's plenty here that can help you feel more positive and connected, no matter where you are. But before Rose takes over, we're going to do another warm-up together. Remember our warm-up from last session? We're going to do that again today. So let's start with open the gate. Hold on to something with your right hand if you need to. And remember, lift your knee to a 90-degree angle. Then imagine your leg is a gate and gently swing it open, controlled, so your knee points to your side. Bring it back to the front and put your foot down. So we're going to repeat this. Lift your knee up, swing the gate open, knee pointing out, and bring it back and put your foot down. One last time. Bend your knee, bring your knee up, swing the gate open, and bring it back and put your foot down. Great. Now switch legs. And again, lift your knee, open the gate, good, and swing it back, put your foot down. Two more times, lift your knee, open the gate, close it, put your foot down. And remember, keep that posture straight and proud, and breathe. One more time, lift your knee, swing open the gate, close it, and put your foot down. Great. Good job. So now it's time for lunges. Again, activating those big muscles in your legs. It may require some balance, so try to stay steady as you start by stepping forward with your right leg. Bend both your knees and lower your left knee so it almost touches the ground. Remember, only go as far as you can while staying balanced. And here, feel the stretch. And then ease back up to standing. Great. Switch legs. And step forward with your left leg and right knee almost coming down to the ground. And feel the stretch. And come back up. Switch legs again. Right leg, take a step forward. Bending both knees. Left knee almost touching the ground. Upper body is straight. Breath is deep and relaxed. And feel the stretch. Come back up, and one more time. This time, stepping forward with the left leg and the right knee almost touching the ground. Feel the stretch down there? Good. And come back up. Great. That's the warm-up, and Rose is about to take over, so you can start moving in. Start moving in gear 1, and I will hand you over to Rose.
Thanks, David. Hi, it's Rose again, and welcome back to our second session on mindful movement. Just gently begin to move in your gear 1 slow jog. In a previous session, we became more aware of the way we move and the impact this has on us. We will explore this some more in this session. We will be using gear 2 as our main speed today, so you can now go from gear 1 to gear 2. Remember, this is still just an easy jog, a little slower than your regular run pace, so you shouldn't be working too hard or breathing too heavily. Again, it's not about distance or speed. I'd really want you to connect to your body and your movement and be aware of that. let's first connect with our body and mind. As you run in gear 2, notice how you run. Often the way we run reflects how we feel. So, for example, if you have a busy day and you still have so much on your mind, you can feel kind of agitated and you will probably run as if you are in a hurry with your breath high in your chest because there's so much to do. Or another example, when you are worried or maybe you're sad, you will probably run much slower with a heavier step. But also when you feel happy, you will feel probably more energetic and you will also run that way with quicker and lighter steps. And what the different emotions have in common is that your mind is in the lead and your body follows. And probably you are not aware of this most of the times. So let's connect to our body. First, become aware of how you feel by running in gear 2. Do you feel nervous, stressed, or relaxed, or energetic? And observe the way you run. Does this reflect how you feel? And how's your breath? Bring your attention to your breath and follow it for a while. Breathing in and out through your nose. Notice if your breath is calm or rapid. If you feel it in your chest or lower in your tummy. Become aware of your body. Scan your body and feel if there are any tensions in your legs, your arms, your core, your back, your shoulders, your neck, or your face. Try to notice them following your breath, reaching out to these tensions. Are you able to relax? By bringing your attention to your breath and to your body, you will notice that there is less room in your mind for any other thoughts. And still, if you do notice that there are any other thoughts, be gentle to yourself and to your thoughts. Observe them and then go back to your breath and body. Let's stop moving for a moment. Come to a complete stop. And feel what this does to you. Do you feel the urge that you need to move? That you need to run again? Or can you just stand still and be in this moment? Maybe you want to close your eyes for a moment to better feel the connection. The gravity pushing you down. Your feet touching the ground. Any tensions in your body? Noticing your breath. Feel the connection with the environment, the air on your skin. Focus on your breath, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Okay, now we are aware of our body and breath. Let's start running again in gear 1, our slow jog. In a previous session, we have practiced becoming aware of our movement. You might remember how you consciously shift your weight onto one leg. Well, you move your other leg to the front and how in a perfect collaboration, your other leg automatically starts moving from the back to the front and how this repeats itself. You've also experienced how your arms support your movement. So let's bring this consciousness back, this mindful movement. Speed a little bit up to gear 2, easy jog, and observe, be conscious about how you are moving your legs, how you're moving your arms, how you land on your feet, and how your movement is impacting your body, your knees, your hips, your core, your shoulders. Your full focus is on your movement. Now, being aware of your movement, start noticing your breath. Can you find a pattern? In a previous week with Gray, you learned about extending the breath after you exhale. After a normal inhale and exhale, you paused at the end of the exhalation, just waited before breathing in again, and after that continued your normal breath. Do you remember that exercise? Let's do something similar to get us going today. Okay, are you ready? So, here we go. Normal breath in. Normal breath out. and pause for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and normal breathing again. Good. So nothing changed. Only you added the pulse without any extra deep inhaling or exhaling before or afterwards. Let's do this again. There we go. Normal breath in. Normal breath out. And hold 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And normal breathing again. Very good. Let's do this for a last time. There we go. Normal breath in. Normal breath out. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And normal breathing again. Good. We're now going to experiment with the length of our stride and the frequency of our steps. And we will observe how this impacts our body. And then we will also do this while speeding up. We'll first practice while running in gear 2. The first exercise is to take big steps, much bigger than you would normally do. You can already start doing this. Very big steps, big strides forward. Now, while doing this, notice what these big steps do to the rest of your body. Do you feel any difference in the muscles in your legs, your hips? Any other differences? How is your foot landing? Where do you place your feet when you land? Is it more in front of your body? Does that change with big strides? And how is your breath? How does it feel? How do you use your arms? And are you taking less steps now? So has the frequency of your steps decreased? Or do you still have the same cadence? Okay, you can come back to your normal pace, still gear 2, and I will explain the next exercise. The next exercise is to take very small steps, much smaller than you would normally do. Let's start doing that. Small steps, little strides, still gear 2. How does that feel? What difference does that make to the rest of your body compared with the big strides? Let's see if you can make your strides even shorter. And again, what is the impact on your foot landing? Where do you place your feet when landing? How's your arm movement? Your breath? And how do you like this? Do you find it easier or more difficult than the big strides? Has anything changed in the frequency of your steps? Are you taking more steps now? Okay, you can go back to your normal pace again in gear 2, and I will explain what we'll do next. Still running in gear 2, easy jog. Run using your own normal steps. So if you are used to making short strides, then you run with short strides. If you are used to making big strides, then you run now with big strides. First, observe the frequency of your steps. Are you someone who normally takes slow steps or quicker steps? All right, now let's increase the frequency of your steps, so make quicker steps. And just observe what happens. What happens to your speed when you increase the frequency? Do you still have the same speed or are you going faster? And what happens to the length of your stride? Are they smaller or bigger? Or do they stay the same? And what happens with the rest of your body while making quicker steps? And your breath. Now, if you noticed that your speed was increasing, then go back to gear 2, but continue to run with these quicker steps. But if you want to stay in gear 2 with quicker steps, it means that you have to shorten your stride. You have to make smaller steps. How does that feel? Okay, back to your own normal cadence, your own stride in gear 2. So what we tend to do when we increase our frequency, so we take more steps, is that almost automatically we tend to go faster. But if we go faster, this has an impact on our body and our breath, and probably also on how we feel. Maybe you feel you are more in a hurry or you feel more out of breath. If we increase the frequency of our steps, so we are making more steps, and we want to keep our speed the same, we have to shorten our stride. And if you do this, you might notice this will make your movement feel a bit lighter. Your feet will land more below instead of in front of your body. And therefore the impact on your body is lower and your movement will feel lighter. So we have experimented with short and big strides and with low and high frequency of our steps. Let's practice this using the different gears in the next exercises. We'll start the exercise in gear 2. After 1 minute, we'll speed up to gear 3. And then after another minute, we'll drop back to gear 1, okay? I will give a sign each time when a minute has passed. The first exercise is to take short strides, but with a high frequency, so quicker steps. Let's start in gear 2, go ahead. I will let you know when to speed up to gear 3. And as I said in last session, if you can breathe through your nose, that's great. If not, don't worry. Just breathe naturally. The most important thing is that you feel relaxed and you're not forcing your breath. Be aware of your movement. How do you land on your feet? Where do you place your feet? Be aware of your legs, your knees, your hips, posture, your shoulders, your arms. How does it feel? Okay, now speed up to gear 3. Go ahead. Try the nasal breathing if it's comfortable. Continue to run with short strides. High frequency, so still quicker steps. Again, observe your movement. Observe how you land, how your legs feel, how the rest of your body feels. Still doing okay with these short strides? Stay focused on your movement. Well done. Back to gear 1 and I'll explain the next exercise. We are now going to take big strides with a low frequency, so less slower steps. You can already start. Gear 2, go ahead. And I will let you know when to switch to gear 3. Again, observe how you land on your feet, where you place your feet, how you move your arms, your legs, and what the impact is on your knees, your hips, your core, and how does it impact your breath. And keep focused on your movement. You can now speed up to gear 3. If you struggle with your breathing, you could take 1 or 2 of the big breaths Ray explored last week. Make sure you listen to your body. Struggling with your breath is a signal to slow down. Continue to observe how you move. Big strides, slower steps, gear 3. Notice the impact of your movement on your body and on your mind. How does it feel? How does it make you feel? Okay, well done. Back to gear 1. For our last exercise, let's start running in gear 2, easy jog, with the frequency and stride that you like. Go ahead. And again, while doing this, notice how you land on your feet. Notice your movement, your body. Notice your breath. And I will let you know when to speed up to gear 3. How's that feeling? Can you check in with how your body feels? Okay, time to speed up to gear 3. Go ahead. Can you notice a difference here? Now you are moving in a way that's natural for you. Does the way your body feel change as you move in gear 3? Keep up in gear 3. You're doing good. If you want to experiment in these last seconds with short and big strides, just go ahead. Find a pace which feels comfortable for you and feel the difference in impact it has on your whole body. Great, well done. Back to gear 1. You have experienced some variety in short and big strides and low and high frequency. There is no right or wrong, but you might have felt what feels good for you and also the difference in impact of the movement on your body. Now keep moving your slow jog, gear 1. We started this session observing how the state of your mind might impact your movement. So if you feel agitated, you will move like you are in a hurry. Now let's see if this also works the other way around, if we can let our body lead our mind. Start running like you are in a hurry. Big steps, high frequency, high speed. And notice the impact on your body. Moreover, notice how this makes you feel. Notice where your breath is. Okay, now change your movement to slow, small steps, keeping your head down, looking to the ground, arms hardly move. How does this feel? How does your body feel? How do you emotionally feel? For our last exercise, run as if the ground is a trampoline. Every time you touch the ground, it is as if you bounce back into the air. Your spine is straight, your chin is up, and maybe you can even put a smile on your face. If you see people around you, give them a happy face. Go ahead. How does this feel in your body? How do you feel emotionally? So this is an exercise to become aware of the connection between your body and your mind. Most of the times, we let our mind take the lead. However, our body is also wise, and sometimes, especially when we are a bit overloaded in our head, we might want our body to be more in the lead. Well done for now. Let's bring down in speed again, as you are now back in gear 1, while still focusing on your movement. Slow down with every step that you take. Take your time. Observe your movement while you slow down, each step slower and slower, and then switch to walking. Observe your breath. Slow down even more until you stand still completely. And now once again, while you're standing still, feel your body Feel the gravity. Feel the connection with the ground. How the soles of your feet touch the ground. And focus on your breath. Well done. This is the end of the Mindful Movement sessions. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Everything you have learned here, you can practice throughout the day. Pay attention to how you move and how it can make a real difference to how you feel. All of these techniques are available to you all the time. So why not try using them in your daily movements? I'll now hand you back to David for a cool down. Thanks again.
All right. Hopefully, Rose Mindful Movement has given you something to think about as you go into the rest of your day. All her little mindful techniques are available to you all the time. Keep them in your back pocket in case you need them. Now, let's get into a good spot to cool down. We'll do the same exercises as last time, so just follow my lead. And you can pause now if you need to. Great. Hope you found a spot. Let's start with the quad stretch. Again, it may require a bit of balance, but you can always hold on to something if you need to. Stand straight. Slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks. Grab on to the foot with your right hand and keep a straight posture. Pull gently on the foot for stretch and hold here for 20 seconds. And breathe. 5. Look straight ahead. 10. Staying relaxed. 15. And try to go a little bit deeper into the stretch. 20. Great. Switch legs. And hold on to the foot. Pull gently on it for stretch. Push your hips forward. Hold for 20 seconds. 5. Ten. Steady breathing. 15. Last little one. And 20. Great. Shake out those legs. And we're moving on to the hamstring stretch. This can require something so you can put your foot on a bench or a railing that's not too high, just a little lower than your waist. If you can't find anything, no worries. Start by placing your right foot on the railing or on the ground in front of you. Make sure your toes are pointing up and bend forward at the waist and see if you can grab your toes. If you can't, just grab your shins or place your hands on your knee and feel the stretch at the back of your leg. It's just a gentle stretch. And breathe. Hold for 10 more seconds. 5. And go a little bit deeper into the stretch. 10. Good. Switch legs. Same thing here. Bend forward at the waist. See if you can grab onto your toes. But only go as far as you feel comfortable. Hold for 20 seconds. 5. And really work that breath. Let the air flow in and out of your lungs. 10. Fifteen. And see if you can go a little bit deeper into the stretch. And 20. Great. All right, so we're going to finish off this cool down with a squat hold. To loosen up the hips. From standing, you're going to sit down into a relaxed squat positions and hold there for a few seconds. So start by reaching down and grab your ankles or your shins and come down into a squat position, arms inside your legs. Your elbows can help to gently push your knees out. Look ahead and maintain a good posture and breathe. So you should be down now in a resting squat position and just play around with moving your weight from one foot to the other and feel as your hips are loosening up. Okay. And come back up slowly. Great. Shake the legs out. Nice. All right. That's the cool down. So we're heading into week 4 of ASICS Movement for Mind. Next week, things will be a little bit different. Our expert is Dominique Antiglio, and she'll introduce you to sophrology, a combination of gentle movement and visualization that's used by pro athletes, business people, and anyone looking for a little bit more calm focus in their life. For her sessions, after our gentle warm-up, Dominique will begin with some static movements. So you might want to plan to be in a spot where you'll feel comfortable standing and doing some simple movements on your own. Maybe you'd prefer somewhere quiet where you won't be distracted? All right. It's going to be a great week. I'll see you then.